You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 170, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, have faith in God always. And joining me on today's show is Marta Sampson. Marta helps women in career transition to get clarity and confidence to discover their calling, to unleash their God vision business, as well as serve others doing what they are called to do with passion, with love, and with happiness. Now, Marta is originally from Brazil, and she's been living in London for the past 18 years, and she started her business in 2016, and she's been helping and coaching and mentoring women ever since. Now, on today's show, Marta is going to share, learn not to rely only on your skills and your knowledge, but to trust God first in anything that you want to do in your life and in your business. She's going to talk about the importance of personal development to grow your faith, to achieve great things serving in the kingdom. And she's also going to talk about tips on kingdom ways and how to market a business and so much more. Welcome to the show, Marta.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thank you, Anna-Marie.
Yeah, you are so welcome. So London, I mean, that is a time zone which is quite different from Australia. So I believe it would be very early in your morning, yes?
It's very early. It's 5 in the morning here.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. There's some great topics and great insights that you'll be sharing today. One of the things I love to do for all of my guests is to give them an opportunity right at the beginning of the show to give us an indication on how you came to start up your business, obviously around really helping women to get that clarity and confidence and sharing their gifts and knowledge in their business or in their career. But what was it for you, the journey? Was it a slow progression, some different insights that the Lord gave you? You'd always dreamed, was passionate about helping other women.
Yes, I think my time working in corporate, I was happy, but there were some things missing inside of me. And that thing that was the little start about to think, what God wants me to be doing. And then I had to pay attention. So I had to develop my faith because as women, you know, sometimes when we're going through obstacles or when we're going through trials and circumstances, we lose our confidence. And then for me, it was just like really listen to God, invest in myself, in personal development. It helped myself as a Christian. That was so many things I had to learn. I had to see that in God's eyes, the faith He's put inside of me, how I can release this assignment. And then was just like listen to God, paying attention, and walking by faith. And it was scary. Yes. Leaving corporate, leaving a safer job, to just embark in this and I say, like, if people going to pay for this, how I'm going to make a living from this. So the phase of to build the confidence was just like, just rely everything on God.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. And I think all of us who are watching and listening today, who are women, we can absolutely agree with what you've said. I mean, things happen. And there's something about men that, okay, they may not have as much knowledge or something in an area, but they'll say yes. They'll put their hands up in corporates for projects. And so often we hear of women who may not have two or, you know, one or two of the things, the requirements. We go, oh, no, I can't do that role. And it's like, yes, you can. And there's something about, you know, that confidence, I think, that we need to bolster in us women. And, of course, confidence in a strategic way, not an arrogant way, but certainly confidence in recognizing that we do all have skills and gifts. So I love the way that you've said not to rely just on our skills and just on our knowledge, but to trust God first in anything. And I think that's so true, even in the last few years when I've put God first. And I love the Bible verse, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Let's talk about this a little bit more. And that this is what you said was true for you as well. So what were some of the things you started to do to really put God first, to really focus on him first?
For me, first was just spend time and listen to God, reading the Bible more, study the word, and going really inside the deep of my soul, and also writing things down, like things I really enjoy doing, and asking questions to the Lord as we're having this conversation here. And then this is where they started. For me, as English is not my first language, so you could imagine, like, the confidence was a battle for me, because we're just like, oh, English is not my first language, so I'm here, my mother tongue is Portuguese, it's easy for me to communicate all this in Portuguese. So now how I'm going to be doing this new job, developing these new skills and developing this business, was really spend time with God, have your quiet time with the Lord, always. Yeah, just like spend that time. It's so precious. It's very special for you to just listen to him deep in your heart, and then you write your things, and after you go and read, and then you say like, oh yes, and then you're asking question. For me it was just like sometimes even like my family said, you'll be crazy about this, but it's not. It's just like crazy in a good way, because yes, God has got a good plan for each one of us. If we don't find what is the plan, I think we spend a lot of time in the wrong place. And then I said, if you brought me to UK, God just show me how I'm going to continue. I'm not happy in this job anymore. What can I do for the rest of my life? So this is me now doing, this is quite interesting. Be doing this job because trusting God, and we just like have to step in a new territory, just to say like, I don't know anybody, how this is going to be happening. But it's always he sent some sign, and you feel comfortable, you feel not natural. When you feel natural, for me, I think it's you walk in toward what it's in your heart.
And I know when you're thinking about business, particularly all of the things that you were saying about English not being your mother tongue. And by the way, I love your accent. And so congratulations for continuing to just, power forward, but of course gaining your strength in and through him. And I think often what we do is we try and lean on our own understanding. And of course we are told in the Bible, lean not on your own understanding. And I think when we don't lean into his word and read his word, spend time in prayer, listen for the whisper that he reconfirms, what we're doing is correct, or whether he might redirect our path. What happens then if we don't allow him to speak into our lives? There's going to be someone speaking into our lives loud and clear, telling us lies, keeping us from really walking that path that God has destined for us. So what were the things that you started to notice? As you've already said, you started to get more comfortable, started to get more confident. But as far as growing your business as well, what were some of the things that you started noticing in the business as you really started to lean and spend more time with him?
I think sometimes in our life, we even forget what we used to like to do when we was a child. So back in Brazil, when I was in college, I did a lot of natural marketing, because I used to sell clothes. I used to sell jewelry. When I was 19 years old, I used to sell printers and computers from home. Those times was terrible because I used to do cold calls. This kind of thing we cannot do anymore. Terrible. So I was not very obedient as now. So but this was something I did to earn some money. And then about when I moved to UK, I completely forgot about everything. I was just like, I started this new life, and it was just like, wipe everything from my mind. That time, I started to spend time with the Lord again, and God is starting to bring all this memory back to me. Remember when you used to do this? Remember when you used to be good at doing this? And I was just like, I completely forgot that I did a business before when I was young, was not right, was not like following your steps. So how, okay, so what do I need to do next? Was just like seeing that for me was very natural. And then, so how now, doing this in English, how it's going to be natural as well, because it's not going to be in Portuguese. And then we're just like nourishing the language, be more confident in speaking, get out, meeting people, doing the first step you have to do when you really want to fulfill something in your life. You have to go to the other places, get out and communicate. Yeah, I started to use all these skills. It started to be, yeah, something started to happen. It started to drawing people closer to me.
And I think as you're saying those things, I'd imagine that built over time. I'd love you to speak into something that often we assume, that as soon as we start taking action, that we should see immediate results. Now, that's not saying that we could get clients almost immediately, but take us through the journey that you've been building your business, particularly for those of people who are listening or watching today that may just be at the beginnings of starting their business. It takes time, doesn't it, to build and evolve and to grow the skills, even the business skills. And I think that's important to recognize, because again, what we can often do is when our business doesn't suddenly take off and thrive, that we again blame ourselves, you know, what's wrong with me? It should be working, all of those things. And again, we can certainly take a hit on our self-confidence again. So take us through that journey. It can take a while, can't it, to really build those solid foundations.
Yes, it does take a while. I think especially today with so many tools, social medias, and there are so many people talking about you should be doing this, you should be doing that. At the beginning, I would say, Anne-Marie, I started doing things a little bit like everyone else, I would say. I started to go to so many business meetings, and it was just like it was good, but after a few months, that process really overwhelmed me. I was just like overloaded, full of information, and I was just like, nothing was working at the beginning. I was confident in doing, but in terms of drawing clients and get the business even off the ground, was just like, I was talking, but nothing was making results. But I continue doing that because I felt like this is what God called me to be doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue. I'm very persistent to something. But then after, I noticed that everything I was trying to do, almost I was trusting God, but I was not really letting Him doing the work. I was pushing myself to do the work. I was doing everything like the way the business model, everyone doing it. Just was so like, you gotta do this, you gotta the social media and meeting people, going to this business, talking to people. I was just like, until a point I said, you know, I just have to stop everything. God, just like nothing is working, what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just had God say, let me take it. You have to trust me, Martha. And I said, I'm trusting you. But in that process, I was not really I was saying that I was trusting him, but I was not really trusting him to do, to let me be creative with my skills, with the, my talents. Mm-hmm. I was doing things in the business model, which was not working, which was overwhelmed. I had to stop everything. Mm-hmm. And some people even said to me, some business colleagues said, you changed. What is everything? And then I said, you know, I think I've been hiding something. And I said, what have you been hiding? I've been hiding that I'm a Christian. So, and I'm not supposed to be doing the business as everyone else. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, because there's something different when you believe in God, when you embark in this journey about business. Everyone, the most, a lot of people want to put a business to help people and to get financial freedom. But it's not only this, there's something else. That was the time I said, you know, I'm going to be, yeah, it has to be God. And I stopped, even my family said, oh, you stopped going to so many meetings, what's going on? My husband, he's understood about personal development. He listened to me quite a lot. And I said, you know, babe, I just have to, let God take me, because I'm overwhelmed with everything. Mm. Nothing seemed to be working. So that time was quite interesting, because I just stopped going to so many places. And then I had someone look into my LinkedIn profile, and this guy sent me a message, and I said, like, oh, I see your profile. Do you have any products? And I feel like, I used to talk about digital product, but I don't have anything. But at the same time, I said, I can develop something. And then he said, well, I do the production for John Lee. He's a very successful businessman. Mm. And then he said, I would like to take you to develop a product for us. And then I felt like, and I said, okay, let's have a Skype call. And then I had a Skype call, and then I was quite honest to him. I said, do you know, I do have this written down, but I don't have anything ready. And then he said, I'll give you a couple of weeks for you to put something together. And then I put this business together, like a transformation business. It was this first product, but it was more like to transform myself than to transform anyone else, because was so shaking for me to go to the studio to film this. I never been in a professional camera and everything. And this guy said, we're taking you. This is not going to cost anything to you. This is everything. It's everything is like in a contract. It's free, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like, this seemed to be too good, but at the same time, I think I needed to pass through that process, because it's God in using me to develop this business. I needed to go in different places. So, yeah, we had a fantastic day. We filming everything. He gave me a great feedback, because, as I said, English is not my first language. And he said, well, it took me a little bit longer to do anything, because he had to cut so many places. I said, so many pieces of these products. I said, yeah. You know, but the products is there. They changed the name. They changed the name for building a profitable business. Mm-hmm. It's live on the platform. I think we're going to be doing some affiliation at the moment, if there's some things going through contracts. But yeah, in this process, we just have to trust God. And sometimes we need to take our places out from, just to be more quiet, to let him to bring certain new things so that your business can be the next level. I think the business now is only 2 years. It's very premature, but now I can see that visibility, people notice what I do more. Yes. At the moment. Mm-hmm. I've been mentoring people, Christian people for an organization, Christian organization as well. I do work with non-Christian people. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, it's so you're getting somewhere. Skills. But
yeah. And look, thank you for sharing that. And I think, you know, within that, there are opportunities that will always come our way, and we can make a decision as to whether or not we want to do that. But the important thing I'm hearing as you're sharing that is that it does take time. And so often we have a presumption that if something doesn't launch and take off within 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, whatever time frame, more of a short time frame, that we're not successful. And one of the recent, just this year actually, I went to, it was called Kingdom Business, and we were all Christian business owners, and it was a two-day event. And the host, if you will, or the trainer, his name is Wes Hone, was saying, look, sometimes it can take a solid 10 years to really build a business that continues to be scalable, as profitable, and certainly has those solid foundations. And often, you know, we are in a business for a couple of years, and then we think, well, I'm going to do something else, and oh, I'm going to do something else. This didn't work. But we just needed to tweak a few things and then, again, take action, and then that continues to grow and grow and grow. So very wise insights in there. Talk about some of the things that you've learned then, marketing a business. I mean, you said that very much was a background that you had. Marketing can be something that many business owners struggle with. So what are some tips that you want to leave with people today around marketing their kingdom business?
I think the first is just like, it's the connection with people. It's just like talking to people. When people ask what you do, just explain to people what you do, because a lot of people, sometimes they start in a business, they feel a little bit shy, or yeah, they feel not ready to say. I think that network, and it's good to go on network events, but on a day-to-day, as you stop to have a cup of coffee, if you do a conversation with someone and people ask, what do you do? This is what I do. This is for me, just like explain what you do in a supermarket when people are asking you, just be very natural, because this business I'm doing now, I would say all clients I had so far, and the clients being generated, it's through referral. I'm on a social media, I do think for social media, but it's nothing there in terms of drawing clients at the moment for social media for me for these 2 years. Yeah. I've been drawing connection, invitation for meetings, everything. But the referral is still continuing, because you talk to people, especially in coach, you are your business, because the product is you. Mm-hmm. It's a very saturated business at the moment. Mm-hmm. But the tip for me is just like talk to people, tell people what you do. Use the social media, network. It's very important to go and to meet other people, and do a market plan. It's good to do a market plan, but do your research to see who it's your niche, or who it's your avatar. It's tended to be very general. For me, at the beginning, I was doing everything, was not very good. So I would just say this was a mistake, but I learned from that. But it's just be doing what the natural thing is, just talking to people, tell people what you do.
I think, you know, such a great reminder that if we're unable to express what it is that we do, even in a conversation where we may be standing in the queue from the supermarket or in the supermarket, if we're not able to give a concise, compelling overview of what we do, then we don't want to be doing that or sharing how we've just spoken at a networking event when we're in a community of like-minded people who could certainly be referral partners and so forth. So it's such an important tips just to recap. So really be able to speak about what you do with clarity, have a really clear understanding of your niche, don't try and be all things to everybody. And I think, you know, it sounds as if you've had a number of different things, referrals working really well for you. However, you're still on social media, you're still building those networks, because I think if someone sees some of your posts on social media, then may hear about you, they now hear about you on this podcast. Someone may say, oh, you really need to go and reach out to Marta. She does some really great work. Every single time someone hears you, sees you, experiences your content, that's another touch point. It's another validation that they say, hey, I really know, I'm starting to know what Marta's work is all about. I'm certainly building that trust with her. I'm certainly liking what I see. I'm going to reach out to her. And that's what happens, doesn't it? And so often we don't see that every single piece of content that we share, conversations that we have, continue to really build a solid reputation, our reputation as someone who's credible, as someone who's able to support our clients. So I think it's just a matter of continuing to do, as you say, just continuing to get out there and share your message. Marta, it's been so such an honor speaking with you today. Again, just reconfirming how important it is to not go on our own strength, not to go on our own trusting ourselves and our abilities, but certainly trusting him and leaning into him, spending time in his word, and then, of course, the practical marketing steps, which we just shared. What's the best way for people to connect with you if they'd like to find out more about how you can support them? What's the best way for them to do that?
People can find me on Facebook, on Instagram. I also do have a website. But the social media is just like people can find me on social media, on LinkedIn.
Yes. So with your name, Marta Samson, Martasamson. Yeah, fantastic. Yes. So we'll put all of those links on the show notes as well, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE170. And of course, we'll tag you, Marta, in this Facebook Live, because we were doing this live when we did the audio. And of course, people can then click through and find out more about any social media platforms that you have here on Facebook. Can I finish today's show with a word of prayer? May I do that for you today?
Yes, please.
Fantastic. Yes. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Marta today and just have her share her insights and her learnings, and just how important it is to really lean into you, to understand what it is that you want from us. And that, of course, is reading your word. Father, as we've discussed today, sometimes it can take time to build a business, and we've just gained a stronger awareness that it is not our success or significance in the amount of clients that we are generating, but rather to have trust and faith in you, that each and every step that we take to build our business is certainly going to continue for us to build a business that honors you in every single way. Father, we just want to uphold Marta and her clients in prayer. We continue to bless her. We continue to guide her in the decisions that she makes. We continue to really help her continue to craft and hone her message and get it out there in front of the clients who you know that she can certainly serve and support in their journey to getting clarity and confidence. Father, we just want to ask this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's so great to be able to communicate with people from all around the world. And, of course, London. We haven't spoken to someone from the UK in a little while. So it's really nice to be able to connect with someone from that side of the world and continue to really, you know, bless others through the message that you're sharing and the work that you are doing. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.